She is the director of HEAT, which is the acronym for Help Eliminate Auto Thefts. Terry, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Great. When I saw this story on Friday, I was a little surprised. I know HEAT focuses on helping people protect their vehicles from being stolen, but it's something we didn't think about. HEAT is warning Michigan consumers to be aware of flood-damaged cars. Tell us about that.
Well, it's really theft by conversion because you think you're getting something that you're not really getting when you buy a flood-damaged car if you don't know that it's been in a flood. And we just want to warn people about that, especially if you're looking at a Craigslist too-good-to-be-true deal. You may be unwittingly buying a vehicle that's been really sent to a scrapyard because it's been damaged in one of the floods earlier this year.
The press release you sent me talks about how each year thousands of water-damaged cars and trucks affected by storms and harsh weather make their way back to the roads. I guess I never thought about that, but it's a concern when we go out to buy a used vehicle.
Absolutely, because the thieves are really, really good at washing titles, no pun intended, by getting that flood designation off of it by running it through several different states that maybe don't have the flood designation as one of their title designations. And some of these might even be vehicles that are retagged with a VIN number from a clean title vehicle that might be in a scrapyard somewhere and resold that way. So you not only have to check for flood damage, but you just want to make sure that the VIN number on the paperwork matches everything in the vehicle as well.
Is there a way to check for that to make sure that you've got the correct VIN number?
Yes. You want to look at the VIN numbers in several different spots in the vehicle. It's usually in the engine compartment somewhere that's stamped on a major component. And a really great place to look at is the door pillar between the passenger door and the driver's door. There should be a Mylar sticker on that door pillar, and it's a felony to remove that. So if it looks like that's been removed or tampered with or somebody says, oh, that just fell off, think again because that is a sign that that VIN number has been tampered with.
When it comes to making sure that your vehicle hasn't been into a flood or in a weather challenge situation, does Carfax work? Is there another way to find out?
Carfax is a great source. It might not catch all of them, but really just using your eyes and your nose are going to be a great way to tell, because we've given some tips as far as looking under the carpeting on the floor panels and in the trunk to see if there's any water or rust that's left there, and the scent of mildew. I mean, mildew in a flood-damaged vehicle happens very quickly, especially if it's been in any type of warmth. So really just inspect the car very, very carefully when you're looking at it.
We've talked about the vehicle history report. You just spoke of moisture and mildew. But something else that you talk about, Terry, is trying to match the interior components.
That's right. You just want to make sure that the carpeting and the seat covers and everything look about the same vintage. They're the same color. There's not some carpeting that's brand new. Unless there's a good reason for it. So again, really just be a good detective as you're looking at that vehicle.
And it sounds like common sense, but we'll put it out there again. Make sure you take the vehicle for a drive and visit your mechanic and let them give it the fine-tooth comb.
Absolutely. And we want anybody that knows someone that might be selling these types of vehicles, to call the HEAT program. Call 1-800-242-HEAT. Let us know what you know about that person. You can remain confidential. And if we break up some kind of a ring that's doing this, you could be in line for a reward that could go up to $10,000.
All right. What's the website, Terry?
1-800-242-HEAT.com.
All right. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you.